3 inches in 24 hours have caused highway washouts. Some tourists were isolated by the floods, and one couple escaped unharmed when their car suddenly dropped from the road into a 20-foot hole caused by the fast-running water. Here in Toronto at the moment, it's 88 degrees.
Summer's extra driving makes you extra aware of your car's performance. If rough roads, tight corners, and sudden stops make your car dip, dive, and sway, it could mean you need new shock absorbers. Time to install Canadian Tire's famous Ride-O-Matic shock absorbers, the shocks that smother potholes and washboard bumps, really give a glide-like ride on almost any road. Ride-O-Matic shock absorbers with improved valving action actually restore new car safety and comfort, and they're guaranteed for 30,000 miles or 24 months, whichever occurs first. Best of all, Ride-O-Matic shocks cost as little as $560 to $590 each for most popular cars, and you save on expert installation, too, at Canadian Tire. So don't let unsafe shock absorbers spoil your summer motoring fun. Get Canadian Tire's Ride-O-Matic shock absorbers soon. Remember, you get extra savings and bonus coupons on all parts with every cash purchase at Canadian Tire. And be sure you apply for your Canadian Tire credit card, too. Now the news, Taylor Parnaby.
That public inquiry into the behavior or misbehavior of two Toronto magistrates continue here in Toronto today before Mr. Justice Campbell Grant of the Ontario Supreme Court. With today's story, here is CHUM reporter Bob Carr.
Toronto magistrate Fred Bannon, who resigned yesterday, was linked with a known criminal, Vincent Alexander, today in a land deal that both hoped would earn a hefty profit, but for which Bannon provided most of the capital. The inquiry into Bannon's behavior and that of Magistrate George Garthouse included three tape-recorded telephone calls today. In one, Mrs. Vincent Alexander tells her sister, ex-Magistrate Bannon provided most of the $2,000 for the purchase of 150 acres near Pickering. In another, Bannon, the magistrate, urges her husband to wait a while before buying another 150 acres after Alexander says their holdings are now worth $1,000 an acre. And Mrs. Alexander, talking to her sister, says it would be embarrassing for Bannon if word leaked out on his involvement in the deal. And in another tape-recorded phone conversation, Mrs. Alexander says the good guy, the judge, had taken care of setting bail for her husband in a grand jury case. Elsewhere, the good guy is referred to as Mr. G. Bob Carr, Chum News, from the inquiry.
The inquiry will continue again tomorrow. In London, medical officials believe they have averted a major outbreak of diphtheria. This follows the death from the disease of a 5-year-old girl last night. The girl, Barbara Isles, died in London's Victoria Hospital. A mass inoculation program was ordered today after it was learned the girl had been swimming in a public pool. During the time period, the girl's condition could have been communicated to others. 1,200 children were given shots today in special clinics. The latest word we have here from Medical Officer J.I. Jeff is that the worst may be over, but the hunt goes on for a diphtheria carrier.
We're going to keep working on that for a few days yet. Any lead that comes in, we'll follow up. We know for sure, of course, that there is a carrier around, and we hope to find the carrier. We think the worst part of it's over, and with the amount of immunization that's been done,